It is the final Friday of July. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers business, politics, culture, and more. Are you prepared for the end of July, Michael Tilley?
Well, you know, every time it seems like these are becoming more frequent where you say it's the final Friday or it's the final something, and it's like, man, that's just going by too fast.
I just want us all to be aware of our mortality.
Well, you are doing a great job at that.
Well, fantastic. Let's talk about some tax revenue figures. Stop me if I sound like a broken record. Fort Smith tax revenues down, Northwest Arkansas up.
Yes. Well, I should have stopped you because that is sounding like a broken record. But it's unfortunately for the Fort Smith area, it's very true. Again, their sales tax revenue in their June report, I was down more than 4% compared to their budget expectations. It's 3 months in a row that the collections are down, and you know they've already implemented one budget cut of about a 4% across the board cut in all departments. And you know it'll be interesting to see if this continues. One of the more interesting things with the numbers is the level of decline in the countywide collections, what the city receives from the countywide collections, and that's so critical because that funds the city's general operations, which includes emergency services, fire and police, so that certainly bears watching. But in Northwest Arkansas, it continues to be gangbusters. I mean, they're just rolling double-digit increases for Rogers and Bentonville. Fayetteville and Springdale are up also. But just, you know, when you have that economy, it's a function, as we say here, it's a function of jobs. And the job market in Northwest Arkansas is growing, and it's not growing in Fort Smith.
Well, this translates over to something that you posted on thecitywire.com early last evening, which is that the CityWire home sales report is just out. Sales in most of Arkansas's major markets up. In Fort Smith, a decline.
Right, and you know, we look at the home sales report. We look at the four largest metro areas in the state. And just so your readers know, we look at 14 counties out of 75. That may not seem like a lot, but those counties account for between 70 and 75% of total Arkansas home sales. So we use that. It's a good index, and it's been well received. But yes, the Central Arkansas area, Northwest Arkansas area, and Jonesboro, those three metro areas were up. And again, Fort Smith was down, and it all goes back to the jobs market. Now I'm sounding like the broken record, but the employment rate and unemployment rate in Fort Smith area has been at or above 7% for I think going on 53 or 54 consecutive months now, and that's just we're not seeing that in those other metro areas. But the good news for Arkansas is that for the first 6 months of 2013. Home sales were up almost 9% in Central Arkansas, up almost 11% in Jonesboro, up a little over 14% in Northwest Arkansas. Now, in the Fort Smith area, like we said, they were down about 2.5%. But overall, for Arkansas, it's the residential market is back.
Now, of all the reports that you create at thecitywire.com, my favorite named one is the Bologna Sandwich Index. And this week, the Bologna Sandwich Index suggests that the jobless rate in Fort Smith should dip in June.
Well, and let's hope it's correct. And the credit for this must go to Ken Kupchick. He is Director of Marketing and Development for the River Valley Regional Food Bank. And several years ago, I think it was 2009 or 2010, he works with St. John's sack lunch program and providing food. And he thought there might be a correlation between the number of bologna sandwiches they serve in their sack lunch program and the trend of the jobless rate. Well, so he's a financial guy, number cruncher, so he put the pen to paper, and sure enough, there's roughly about a 70, anywhere from a 65 to a 70% correlation between the number of bologna sandwiches they serve in 1 month and what the unemployment rate will be in the next month. So based on his numbers, the jobless rate, which was 7.7% in May in the Fort Smith area, should dip. So that'll be welcome news.
Well, if there is a theme to our conversation this morning, it is about jobs. There is hope that there will be more jobs in the Fort Smith metro area because we hear that what's going on at Chaffee Crossing, which has been development and new business, is continuing.
Well, and let's hope so. I mean, if there's a bright spark, a bright spot, I should say, you know, Chaffee Crossing is certainly one of them. Of course, we can't forget that Phoenix Village area, which is, mm-hmm. I mean, there'll be over 1,000 jobs in just that little 35-acre spot of town. But that and Chaffee Crossing, they've had a lot of positive announcements in the last 6 months in the Fort Smith area. I mean, there are reasons. I know may sound like we're down on Fort Smith. I mean, but the numbers are what the numbers are. But there have been good jobs announcement. You've got the I-49 segment being built through Chaffee Crossing. You know, Umarex and Walter out at Chaffee Crossing have said they're going to expand. There's a 500-unit apartment complex that's going to be going up out there. Talk of the 70-store shopping center, although I still have some doubts. I'm just not sure the market can support another large shopping center, but that remains to be seen. But the point, though, Kyle, make to your listeners is that the Fort Smith area has had a sustained job loss for many years, and it's going to take more than just a few announcements to get the area employment levels back up to where they need to be, or even back to where they were in 2007 and 2006. So these are good positive announcements, and let's just keep our fingers crossed that it continues.
Finally, the aquatics park that we've talked about before has taken another small step toward reality.
Well, I don't know if small step. I mean, I would like to think, and maybe as a journalist that watches this, I should kind of know where we are in this process, but this thing is so dorked up. I mean, yes, they're interviewing. They have 13 construction companies interviewing for the construction management process, but here's the issue, Kyle. We don't yet know. We're still waiting on a attorney general opinion as to if that form of project development is legal under the Arkansas law. So, and that opinion is pending. It could come any day. Heck, it could be in my email box now. But so the city and the county are interviewing folks to build this $8 million or whatever it's going to be water park. But if the AG's opinion comes back and says you can't do it this way, that's all for naught. So then who knows if it's a step forward.
If the AG's opinion comes back saying that you can't do it this way, does it go all the way back then to the bidding process?
They'll have to figure out several things, and the primary thing will, okay, what's our cost now going to be? What can we afford? And there may also be some repercussions that go back more than just this water park deal.
That's
because
right.
that form of construction has been used by the county on some other projects. So I don't know if county will be held harmless on that or what the repercussions will be, but. As they used to say, stay tuned.
Finally, we've both referenced broken records in this conversation. When was the last time you actually heard a broken record?
I don't know, but I do have a CD that skips, and
okay.
When I loaded it into iTunes, the skip is still there. So, and I just that's funny you ask. I was thinking recently I've got to get that fixed.
Okay, well, happy to help. Michael
Michael
Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. We talk to him almost every Friday. Thank you, Michael.
Well, you're welcome. I'm going to go work on my cassette deck, too.
Okay, very good.
What drives someone to hike to the North Pole or row across the ocean alone?
I was doing something, you know. I was out there on the edge, stepping into ground where nobody had ever been before, you know, exploring.
I'm Guy Raz. On the next TED Radio Hour, we're taking you to the edge.
To the edge, that sounds tailored for me.
From NPR.